This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Spent that entire break doing? The entire break. Trying to figure out which text I've read and which I haven't. They're like ridiculous pouring in here. We're going to have to settle this next break here. What's on your mind? Back with more of your thoughts on the news of the day at 800-228-0550. What is on your mind? We asked that for a question. We asked that question rather for a reason. Because we want to know what's on your mind. So call us at 800-228-0550. A guest coming up. A guest at the bottom of the hour on the visit of Rick Santorum here soon. But let me get Helen West Fargo in here, who's waiting to weigh in. And then I'll have to do these texts a little later on. Trying to sort through a bunch of your comments so we can keep this tally straight on what you think Tom Campbell should do. Tom Campbell, a candidate that has been running for first the Senate race, then the House race for over a year, hasn't he? I'll go back and look at the calendar over a year and see what your take is on whether or not he, now that the Republican Party convention has endorsed him, what he should do. Here's interesting analysis from someone, I won't say the name, but a party chair in the state of a district says, not the entire party, but a district chair, says the North Dakota Republican Party is a private organization that nominates people for the primary. A lot of work goes into that at the convention. The public is able to put up alternatives to what the party has done. The voters of North Dakota are wise in picking candidates that have turned out strong. Competition makes us all better. Isn't that interesting? Hal in West Fargo, get your take real quick, and then we're going to go to our guest, Jerome Corsi, and talk about the deep state, a story you need to know. Hal, what's on your mind?
Jerome's a great author. Yeah, I tend to go back to the remembering in the early 70s, big governor's race. We had Ed Doherty out in Rockford, a legislator, had won the endorsement, and came to the primary. Robert McCarney, a car dealer out of Bismarck, running big on reducing the sales tax. He went and beat him for the endorsement. But I just kind of look at the long-term question. In this day and age, are conventions going to be necessary? I kind of look at how things are going when Republicans can draw 1,600 people.
I'm having a tough time hearing you, Hal. Yeah, I'm having a tough time hearing. You know, the competition is, by the way, what helps draw that huge number of people. What do you think Tom Campbell should do?
I name a party unity. If he had agreed to go through the convention, I would have said, abide by that. If he would have, said he's shooting for the primaries all along, you could understand that too. But he spent a lot of money, he's invested a lot of time too, and you can kind of see where he's at.
Tough decision, yeah. We don't have the best connection with you, Hal. Sounds like the phone is underwater. But I appreciate your context. I got most of that, for sure. Our next guest is Jerome Corsi. He has a new book called Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. New York Times best-selling author. Been at it a long time, and Killing the Deep State, the number one bestseller on Amazon. First day of release, quickly climbed to the top of the e-commerce giant's bestseller list. And BookScan list has it at number 10 against the major political powerhouse works. So it's doing well. Jerome, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
Great to be back with you. Thank you very much.
Explain to our audience what the deep state is.
Well, one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Deep State is I wanted to show the smoking gun evidence against the FBI. When you read this book, you're going to be stunned. It's clear there was an actual coup d'etat plan within the FBI to remove President Trump from office, and I believe it's still ongoing. It reached throughout the Justice Department, up into the Obama CIA, and even into the Obama White House. And I consider these all elements of the deep state, this kind of very leftist holdover of bureaucracy we have that favors the New World Order, and has been in the building going back to George H.W. Bush.
So the deep state isn't a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It's more people that just are entrenched in bureaucracy.
And also with a globalist worldview that they don't really value, you know, the United States of America is outdated to them. And, they want no borders. They want us to be in an internationalist configuration, you know, with the United Nations, the World Bank, et cetera. And when Donald Trump came on the scene with a America First message, this deep state of globalists panicked, and led by really Obama and Hillary, they developed at the FBI this coup d'etat plan to remove President Trump from office by impeachment, even if they had to create a lie, which is what they did with this Russian collusion narrative.
Yeah, now the most of that, what of that, in your view, hasn't been at least exposed in some way? I mean, there's a number of investigations going on, some things we're hearing about, be the congressional, be the inspector general that Mueller has had to deal with. Tell me about any we don't know about.
Well, I think the real key ones that are developing still are this Peter Strzok, who is head of the counterintelligence, at least on Page, who was the lawyer, and they were meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. He was deputy director of the FBI, and you know they concocted a lot of plans, saying that they needed an insurance policy if President Trump won, and that was going to be this Fusion GPS dossier that even James Comey swore to Congress was complete lies, that the FBI couldn't authenticate it or validate it, but yet Comey three times put his signature on a FISA court application to do electronic surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. Now, one of the other times, Comey was lying. And, you know, that's the kind of, I think, crimes committed that make this coup d'etat really a treasonous event.
Will it get exposed? Do you feel confident enough that, I mean, look, there's a lot of this that has come out. You just talked about the string between these two FBI agents. Now we have their text messages because of the investigation.
Right.
That's how we know about it. I mean, is the drip going to bring them down?
I think what's going to happen is, I explained this in Killing the Deep State, is that Mueller's investigation has stalled. He has nothing. I mean, if all he can do, Mueller is indicted 13 wacky Russians who did some posting on social media, and the Justice Department said did not affect the election, and they did not collide, you know, have any collusion with Trump or his campaign. If that's all Mueller's got, he's out of gas. And now we're seeing, I think, the increasing call, even Michael Goodwin today calling for Mueller's investigation to be halted. And Donald Trump will begin a counterattack. You can see it first in the appointment of this John Huber, who is an outside investigator. He's the U.S. attorney in Utah who's going to work with the inspector general. They've got 470 investigators, and I think quite a few people within the FBI and the Department of Justice have already been targeted for indictment.
You talk about in the book that the FBI is now taking the lead to stop Trump once and for all. You offer proof for that. Is Jeff Sessions fighting that? Or is unable to stop it?
I think, the jury's still out on Jeff Sessions. He's very cautious that he did appoint as John Huber. Now, when the Inspector General report comes out, I think it's going to include, as Michael Horowitz's report, enough information that will have a conflict of interest. That's what's required in the special prosecutor law for Jeff Sessions to appoint a new second special counselor to investigate the Democrats. Now, if Sessions does that, I think he's going to be well received by President Trump. If Mueller's investigation has ended and Sessions does not appoint a special counselor, I think we'll see a new attorney general.
The ultimate goal here is to impeach the president, correct?
That's what the coup d'etat wants. They want to remove Donald Trump from the White House. They hate so much that he is president. And I write in, you know, Killing Deep State, a chapter about how the left has really gone hard left. I mean, it's almost as hate left. And headed by Tom Perez, who is a LaRosa lawyer, and Keith Ellison, who we now know is both Black Panther and a Black Muslim, Louis Farrakhan. And, you know, the Democratic Party is almost, you consider, a European socialist or communist party. It's so fringe. But yet, it's determined to remove Donald Trump from office. And what Donald Trump is going to do, I think, in countering this propaganda attack, which is what the Russian narrative amounts to, is undermining the attackers by showing that all the way up Comey, Loretta Lynch.
It's happening. It's underway right now. Imagine, folks, if we didn't know all this, how much tougher it would be to stop. We know it thanks to the good work of Jerome Corsi and others. The book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Get the book. Read the book. Jerome, we'll stay in touch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that. An endless pool. They have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the Stay in Place Aquatic Fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get $1,000 instant rebate off the Endless Pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want a hot tub with it as well.
Right? That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the Endless Pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the Endless Pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Mainstream media not get the memo. Lindsey Graham-nesty is not president.
Lindsey Graham-nesty. Todd, can you think of somebody in the U.S. Senate by the name of Graham-nesty? It's close to that guy from South Carolina. You think that's what he's talking about? Lindsey, as Rush calls him, Goober Graham. Oh, how does Rush get by with that anyway? Gives everybody those non-flattering names. We don't do that around here. Other than this FUD thing that's going on, and I don't know what the deal is, and evidently the person that came up with this is on the phone right now, Jamie and Bismarck. What is this FUD deal you're trying to get me into?
Well, instead of keep texting you and Todd, I just figured I'd better call in.
You're harassing us. We're about ready to report you to authorities. So tell us what you're...
Yeah, one of those ERDs or whatever they call it, extreme risk ERPO.
We're a little snowflakey around here today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what started it, I mean, I've known what a FUD's been for many, many years. And so mostly a FUD is somebody who, as long as they have their hunting shotgun or what they consider a hunting shotgun or hunting rifle, holds three rounds, that's all they care about. They couldn't care less about the rest of the Second Amendment. Okay, and what got me to call in and say that to you was when you had your back and forth there with Tim Purdon and Max Schneider, they were both telling you what big hunters they were and that nobody hunts with AR-15s or needs one. You need to ban those and the magazine capacity and all that. So, there's a lot of people like that. So when somebody says, hey, I'm a hunter and they're running for office, don't automatically assume that they're your friend on the Second Amendment, because a lot of times they're not. And those two guys are definitely FUDs. That's a FUD with two Ds if you want to look it up. F-U-D-D.
Very, very
got a
quiet.
Perfect description of it.
So not listen here, Jamie, not this kind of FUD. God, that's your cue. Not this kind of FUD.
I had to read.
Oh, yeah, well, that's quiet. Where it originates.
Be very, very
FUD.
Quiet.
Well, that's
be
where it originates.
Be very, very quiet.
Yeah. Jamie, hang on one sec. Don't say anything. Be quiet.
We're done. I'm done.
I want to hear it.
Oh, for God. Really? All right, here we go.
Be very quiet.
That element.
Be very, very quiet.
Thank you very much.
So that's not a FUD.
That's where it started, Elmer FUD. What did you ever see Elmer FUD with? A single shot. That's all he's got is a single shot.
Well, I believe you are right. I believe you've injected something that might make its way in this conversation,
so
in the campaign.
When you have your, if you ever get Purdon back on there, Max Schneider, if I don't call in, tell them they're a FUD and tell them to dispute it, because if you want to ban AR-15s and handguns and high-capacity magazines and you think that the Second Amendment's all about hunting, you're a FUD. And then ask them if they can find the word hunting in there, that you know somebody, me, who will buy them 20 AR-15s if they can find the word hunting or sportsman, for that matter, in the Second Amendment. They're not. They're not gun supporters. They're phonies.
All right, I got it. It's all sunk in now. I'm not going to ask any more questions about the text containing the term FUD. So I've got it now. Mac FUD Schneider was your text, and I was like, I just read it, and Todd did remember. Todd did remember some of the details of last week. All right, I promise I'll get back to more of these texts. We're trying to keep a tally on Campbell, Armstrong. Basically what we're asking, Republican Party convention this weekend, about 1,500 folks there. Convention process, obviously, very important to faithful Republicans, district chairs all across the state. They're the epicenter, if you will, of the Republican Party. By the way, there was a lot of new people there this weekend. And more new than I remember being there in a long time, and a lot of that came from, what were previously controversies over Tom Campbell bringing new people in, but also his delegates and others as well. So building the party is a good thing. So I think that was a good thing. Now the question is, what now? The majority of our audience, by about 2-1, has said Tom Campbell should continue to run on a primary. A few have said he should not and have made the argument. Who's right? Tell us. Run, Tom, run. A farmer is better than a lawyer any day. Texter, I'm just curious, if the shoe was on the other foot, would Scott be so supportive of the losing candidate pledging to run still? Well, I guess you'd have to go back and say, well, what did I think with Doug Burgum? I didn't argue against that. I didn't argue against Kevin Cramer doing it. So, now Kevin Cramer didn't go to the convention process, but he basically said ahead of time, I know the outcome of that, and I'm not going to go. And he was right. That would have been the outcome. Similar to Tom Campbell. So this, we'd have this history for it, of the club doing that. On the other end, the Republican Party, in my mind, has picked a great candidate on Saturday. One that will match up well against Max Schneider, would be a great member of Congress, brings a lot of good life experience and energy and everything else, and come with some sacrifices, leaving young kids. So I applaud him. Applaud his wife for saying, do this. We got to do it for the country, for the state. So that's great. I'm asking you. This isn't me. This isn't about you. I honestly could argue this either way. I think we need to change our system because people, when they say we can't do this because Democrats can vote in the primary, well then change that. Let's be like every other state, or put the convention after the primary. South Dakota does that. Don't lament all the things that are bad. And we heard one district here say, well, we're going to do that this time. So there are plans to do that. So when you say, just curious if the shoe was on the other foot, I've argued it this way. I guess I've argued it the other way as well, because I think there's an argument for saying, focus on November. Don't have a food fight among each. It costs more money. So that is an argument I'm not going to argue with. What's the best approach this time? Another texture. I am happy with the result of the convention this time, but believe we should pick the candidate by primary so more people can be involved. Did I read that one already? Back the tape up, Todd. Back the tape up.
Tape? You are showing your age.
Yeah, I did. Right there I did, folks. I did. Texture. Tom Campbell versus Kelly Armstrong is an I Quit match at SummerSlam. You're going to need to translate that one for me. Tom Campbell versus Kelly Armstrong is an I Quit match at SummerSlam. Todd, you wrap your mind around that for me, would you please, so I know which way to write down. I don't even know what SummerSlam is. That make me old, too.
Wrestling.
Texter says, I agree the competition between Tom and Kelly should be spent on the election itself and not between the two of them. I feel that Kelly is stronger, more vocal about what he and the other Republicans stand for, so Tom should step back and let Kelly find his way. Love the farmer. Love the Red River Valley. Tom's a great guy. I just want to hear more than Medicaid recipients will have to drug test. That's a Armstrong one. Right there. Gotta get my little...
SummerSlam is a annual pay-per-view event for WWE every August.
Thank you for that.
How could you not know that?
Tom Campbell, if he wants to run, should run. Based on John Trandum's statement, then, have the primary before the convention. Also seems to me those Republicans did not get convention endorsement. Canada in the fall, because they all won, but won primary. And then went on to win elections in the fall. So if there was Democrats voting in the Republican primary, they must have voted for that. That sounds to me like a Campbell. Like the commentary. Think Campbell should definitely run, says another. Okay. All right. Where are we at here? There's another I haven't read. To say that the state spent like drunken sailors during the height of the oil boom is an insult to both drunks and sailors. I'm not sure anyone involved in the legislature during those years should be anywhere near D.C. Part of me is hoping Jack Seaman would make another run at it. He'd be the only candidate, the only limited government. I'm sorry. He'd be the only limited government candidate in the race, says Lucas. All right, Lucas is Fox on all houses, so we're not going to put him in either camp. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tom Campbell should drop out of this race. It should have been pointed out when he was running. He is not a conservative. His conservative index rating in the North Dakota Senate is 53%. That is not conservative.
Hey, Scott, good show. The open primary goes both ways. Republicans can go to the Democrat Party and vote for who they think is the biggest idiot or fool, too. But can you explain what exactly open primary means so that some people who just don't get it have a better understanding of it? Thanks.
I am not sure I'm the person to do that. We need to schedule Will Gardner, who will be the Republican candidate for Secretary of State soon, and talk a little bit about that and some of his vision for the party. He was bar none the big winner of the weekend, pretty incredible, in a David versus Goliath race there to go up against a lot of folks in, again, the club, the establishment that were rallying to defend Al. And that's the value of a convention. The convention knows that's going on, but sees two presentations and says, nope, I'm going there. I am going there. And that's good. Open primary just means, again, in the case of North Dakota, we don't have voter registration. So you don't require people who vote to tell you whether they're of one particular party or not. So that's what an open primary is. Now, you heard one district here call in today and said that's got to change. And I've heard it before change, because every time this has come up, folks have... That was the Republican Party establishment mantra when Doug Burgum was running. Oh, Democrats are going to vote for him, because some Republicans didn't think he was Republican enough. And, there's that problem. I would, argue to the first caller and to folks who said that about Doug Burgum, judge him on the record. I don't know what index they're talking about, but, look, this program is made up of a lot of conservatives calling. I would put myself in that camp. We can spot moderates, mushy, mile away, and we're going to talk about it when it happens. And they're there. There's a few of them. So, anyway, hope that helps. But we will get Will Gardner on the program, talk about that after the show. So we also need to get Kelly on and Tom to talk about his decision. I just wanted today to be as much as possible about what you thought about all this. I really did. Because we spent a lot of time over the last week talking to the candidates and taking a lot of time for that. I'm more interested always in what your view is. Winter is going to end. I'm told. I have good authority. It's actually breaking news, Todd, that winter is going to end. Do you have a breaking news sounder? I think we should get that breaking news sounder. Because it is. And how I know that for a fact is I talked to my friends at High Plains Apache. And they said, yep, we actually are selling sprayers. They're going out the door already. We're getting some parts in for others, getting everything in tip-top shape, because it won't be long. Won't be long. First, got to get plant in the ground. Got to get the crop in the ground and get things going, but we'll be spraying before you know it, so just remember that. And when you spray as much as you do, you really do need support from the folks that are just the best at it. And nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache, 663-2375 in Mandan. Stop and see them there. Or in Fargo, south of Fargo, actually, exit 60 off I-29, Cold Frontier. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. So we have a visitor returning to the area over the week. Over the week here, coming up tomorrow, and that's Rick Santorum, someone that almost saved us from Mitt Romney as the Republican nominee, and ran one heck of a race in that 2008 battle. Won Iowa, but they didn't tell him he won till after. Won North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. Did it with a lot of grassroots support being out here. Pretty amazing. And there is a gentleman here that is responsible for bringing him back, along with the Young Americans for Freedom group at Concordia College, and that is Pat Swirls. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
Nice to see you. So congratulations on getting Pat Rick Santorum here. Talk a little bit about all the different discussions and pathways to getting this all pulled off.
Definitely. I think getting this pulled off is taking a bunch of time out of my schedule just to meet with administration. A lot of coordination has to go on, and a lot of people have to be at that table, be at those meetings, because a lot of the different departments at Concordia College don't really talk to each other logistically, and it's kind of a bureaucracy, a little bit like that. But we got to figure that out. We figured that out and got everybody in the room, and been coordinating this with administration swimmingly. It's going along just fine.
A lot of folks in our audience were talking about when Ben Shapiro was invited, and then there weren't funds to do it from another entity on campus. This is the result of that, right? This is let's bring a speaker in. Let's start a dialogue. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, you're definitely right. We wanted to bring a speaker in to start the dialogue and to start the notion that, okay, conservatism is a viable opinion to bring to the table. And I think that a lot of people at Concordia, a small minority of people at Concordia, don't really think that. And so this is going to open up the dialogue, open up the stage, and be able to say, look, here are conservative ideologies. They're worth mentioning. They're worth advocating for. Let's hear them for what they're for and figure out if they're going to be effective means at creating policies that will make America great again.
What is the theme of Rick Santorum's visit? What do you hope comes out of this?
The theme of Rick Santorum's visit, we've asked him to discuss passing controversial legislation, an insider's view of that, and all the different workings and how we as Concordia College students can get better involved in that and better educated on that. And that's, in a nutshell, what he's talking about. And that could include any of his bills that he's authored, from the Welfare Reform Act in 1996 to maybe some of the anti-abortion bills that he's also authored.
Yeah, he has a daughter with, it isn't Down syndrome, but it's I forget what it is. The precise diagnosis, but it's similar to Down syndrome. And you're very passionate about that and talking about how many of kids with cross to bear that end up being aborted. And he's powerful. He really is. He's done a lot of good work, and he's a good guy, too. He's just a really nice guy. I have a chance to meet him way back when he was a member of the U.S. House, before he was a Senate candidate, before he was a presidential candidate. So I think people will enjoy the conversation. I mean, he'll make you think, and does a really nice job, for sure. What's it like being a conservative on a college campus?
It's a little unsettling at times. I mean, I definitely get a little bit anxietal about it, but when being an outspoken conservative has its drawbacks, in that you're sort of, if you like to discuss, like to talk in class, you're kind of labeled as the token conservative. And so the professor asks your opinion about every controversial topic they bring up. And I love talking in class, so I'm more than happy to give my opinion, But overall, I think being an outspoken conservative allows me to really talk to people who want to talk about these issues. And there are a ton of people at Concordia that just come up to me when I'm walking around in the atrium, and they suggest speakers that we should bring, or just want to talk politics as well. And it's refreshing, because I feel like the only two topics that are worth talking about are politics and religion, because those are really deep topics, and I think those are worth talking about rather than just simple mindless conversation about the weather or something like that.
But you're saying that your fellow students know you're in leadership in a conservative group and aren't afraid to seek you out, sharing their agreement and wanting to have that discussion.
Definitely, yeah.
That's a great sign,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I would imagine it would make others interested in saying, well, maybe I'll join a group, or I'll be part of the leadership of a group, or it'd be a little less conscious about doing that, too.
Yeah, and there are multiple conservatives on campus that aren't a part of GAF, and we're their voice, and we're there to represent them and represent them, their interests, and just to be that conservative voice on campus. I mean, according to our latest poll back in the 2016 campaign, we took a poll of students, and one-third of Concordia's student body at that time in 2016 voted conservative in the last presidential election. So we got good constituents there at Concordia.
How about, you mentioned earlier, just the dialogue that happens with professors. Sometimes you're viewed as a token conservative, so you get to be a little bit of a punching bag. I mean, those are my words, not yours, but where the dialogue's with you, and you're going back and forth with what, the professor or the other students or what?
Most of the time it's with, it was half and half, really, going back and forth with professor and the student and the text that we're discussing. And just being able to look at that text, bring the conservative perspective to the table, and the professors are very respectful. All of them are very respectful about classroom discussions, and it's really interesting to figure out, okay, when's the best time to voice my opinion, when's not the best time, okay, they're lecturing, I'm going to wait for a break, and we'll wait for them to ask students' opinions, because a lot of the classes at Concordia are like 85% discussion-based, and so there's lots of time for discussion amongst students and with the professor back and forth.
But I think that's a great way to learn.
It is. It definitely is a great way to learn. Great way to be able to also be comfortable speaking in front of people, too.
And great to hear that, you know, despite maybe political differences, they're, you know, willing to hear other opinions. And, you know, there have been some high-profile examples of the opposite at other places around the country. So it's nice to know at Concordia we have that little Minnesota nice.
Definitely,
North
yeah.
North Dakota nice.
The professors are really our advocate, honestly. They're urging students to come see Rick Santorum tomorrow night, students liberal, conservative alike, and I've heard stories from different professors saying, you know, if you disagree with Rick Santorum on a multitude of issues, more reason to go, because you need to be able to know the other side's perspective and know what they're going to say against your views so you can better educate yourself. It's all around education, getting educated.
That is great. Now, tell folks what we need to know about the Rick Santorum visit to Concordia. Can you still get tickets?
Yes, you can still get tickets. Just go on to Concordia College's home website, concordiacollege.edu, search Rick Santorum, and you'll find the first link there is the link to the ticketing website, and you get one free general admission ticket per person. If you want your family members to come or friends, they got to each get their own tickets as well. So they're still out and ready for reservations.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this. I think it's neat. Have you, since you've been on campus, been part of any other speaker series?
I have, actually. I did bring former South Carolina Representative Bob Inglis to speak on campus last semester and the semester before. He spoke about conservative action on climate change and being able to, he was a big advocate, he currently is a big advocate for the carbon tax, the border adjustable tax neutral carbon tax.
Who would you like to see if you could, you know, just magic wand, who would you love to have on campus speaking?
On campus, I think I would love to have Ben Shapiro speak on campus, honestly. I've watched a ton of his videos, and he presents very rational arguments for every single one of his points. And I feel like that rationalism, that those logical arguments that he puts out are kind of hard to refute.
He's a big deal. Do you know Charlie Kirk at all?
I don't.
You watch any of his stuff?
Not currently.
I find him to be kind of in that vein as well. I've been following him for a while and enjoy his thought. I think he's younger than Ben, but it's an interesting conversation. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. And again, Concordia College website, just search Rick Santorum, free ticket waiting. Young Americans for Freedom, responsible for bringing him in, which is great. Pat Sorrells, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I think I told you last week that we had a text from a listener who was absolutely enamored with the pet pillows from MyPillow. Just said, you know, for dogs, cats, or what? I got that in a blizzard of texts, and now I'm having trouble finding it. But I remember.
How many texts do you need for a blizzard?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It is just nothing short of ridiculous, folks. It really is. But it's a pleasant problem. It is a pleasant problem. Let me get that. Yeah. Really, really cool. I was just
imagine how many phone calls you'd be getting if people couldn't text or email.
Right. Yeah. Here it is. Good morning, Scott. Love your show. We love dogs. We have two labs. That's what I couldn't remember. Dogs or cats. Two labs as house pets. So needless to say, we go through a vacuum every 2 or 3 years. No kidding. Get the ones that don't shed like ours. You know, got that Labradoodle. It's beautiful. So anyway, here's the deal. The MyPillow TV commercials are absolutely the best. I cannot pick my favorite one. My dogs love the commercials also. You can be in the middle of a deep sleep or playing around with a family, but when they hear Mike's voice, they perk their ears. And when the MyPillow jingle plays, they go crazy and howl in unison like a couple of coyotes. It's a riot. You'll have to tell Mike he's a great success story and like one of the family. A little note from Ken. All right, I'm forwarding that right now. We're going to go down to MyPillow in May and tour the whole place, do a show down there. So it should be a lot of fun. Great, great folks. We appreciate them very much. And remember, MyPillow, a bed, body pillow, travel pillow. This is kind of unique about, you know, our promo code. Anything you choose is up to 50% off. So take advantage of that at MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Love our partnership with those good folks. They are wonderful, for sure. Okay, now we need to finish the tally in our remaining minutes here. On the question of the day, should Tom Campbell run in the primary to face Kelly Armstrong, the victor of the Republican convention this past weekend in Grand Forks? And I'm going to pick up where I left off. It's sad that crossover Democrats get to attempt to choose our Republican candidate. If we had voter registration, I'd be much more comfortable with Mr. Campbell going past the convention to the primary. There's no indication it'll be the only statewide Republicans that choose. There's no indication that it would only be statewide Republicans that choose our congressional candidate through the primary. Got to fix that. I'm going to call that one a no. I think it's important for your listeners, and we did that one. Where do I pick up again here? Good morning, Scott. I think that once a convention, a candidate rather is chosen at a convention, the other should bow out. Otherwise, it smacks just a bit of a petulant child. Todd's going to look up petulant child during the break here and tell us what the term petulant means. I've heard it before, but I honestly can say I don't know if I know the definition. Scott, says another texter, why is it do we always think lawyers are the best politicians? They're double speakers. Remember, to a courtroom case, there is always a liar involved in a he said, she said, or close to a liar. That's what our politicians do, double speak, and lawyers are good at it. All right. Luck, 99% hard work, says Gail. All right, I think that's just good life advice or a commentary. Let the people choose. That would be an argument to go, wouldn't it? Yeah. Let's see here. I had to laugh when the Republican Party person said we're going to fix it so Democrats can't vote in our primary. Isn't that what Republicans have been telling us all along? Just vote for us. We'll fix the problems, but they never do. Todd has done some crack research. Petulant, choose the adjective petulant to describe a person or behavior that is irritable in a childish way. Okay, that works. That works. Todd has some text, too. Fran in Grand Forks, what's your vote?
Oh, hi. I'm Fran from Grand Forks, and yeah. I vote for Campbell because I think, you know, there were a lot of people at the convention, but he's been around the whole state, talked to all the farmers, and this state is mostly farmers, and I'm for oil, too, so... But I'm voting for Campbell.
Thank you, Fran. We'll mark you down right now. Texter
sorry,
says...
Sorry, I missed you, too.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, when I went by your booth, you weren't there. I mean, you're...
And well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I saw a lot of folks this weekend. It was a blast. I doubt many Democrats across crossover and vote Republican in the primary. Remember, you can't flip back and forth between candidates. I like Tom, but maybe he could... He should step aside. That's a hard question. I wish I knew them both a bit better. Hard question. All right. I think he should step aside. We'll tip us to the no column on that one. Give that caller a MyPillow. Which caller? We have many of those. Bill, on the road. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, I want to thank you guys for out there with the conservative voice that we can listen to on the road and leading into Rush. And I really appreciate you guys very much. I'm traveling on the way to Denver.
and it's great to have you guys on the air. I was raised conservative. My father was a highway patrolman in Kansas, and we just love being part of this part of the country and love you guys.
That's very kind of you, Bill. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We love you back. We love you back. Texture primary is open, but you can't cross the party lines on the ballot when voting. Yeah, so that's what the caller was saying. You'd have to go all one side. Based on today's conversation, are you suggesting Al Jaeger should push things up and stay in the primary race? Interesting question. Different, I think, in the fact that Al has been on that ballot a long time and probably sees the end of the road there a little more so than Tom Campbell, who not until 5 years of age or whatever he joined the legislature at, decided that public service was something he wanted to do. So that came after his success in business, so it's a little bit different. You know, 5, 10, 15, 22, yes, and 10, 5, 10, 14, no. There you go. See you tomorrow.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.